Two standard days later, on Malastare, a world of varied terrain that occupied a prime position on the Hydean Way, even the deafening clatter and nauseating odor of speeding pod races wasn't enough to distract Plagueis from thinking about Palpatine. Damask Holdings had requested a meeting with Senator Pack's team, and the leader of the Grand Protectorate had provided the Munes with box seats for the Phoebus Memorial Run. They had arrived directly from Naboo in the expectation of discussing business matters, but the Gran, Dugs, Zycharians, and nearly everyone else in the city of Pixolito were more interested in sport and betting.
"Have you picked a winner, Magister?"
Pack's team asked after two pod races ripped past the viewing stands. Lost in his thoughts about Naboo, Plagueis said,
"I believe I have."
His conversations with Palpatine seemed to have opened some sort of emotional floodgates in the human. The Munes had scarcely left Naboo behind when the first of several holocommuniques was received from Palpatine regarding the Royal's latest plans for undermining Bon Tapelo's bid for the monarchy. Plagueis had listened attentively, but in fact Palpatine had precious little to offer. Since the release of the information about the Royal's actions during the Gungan conflict, Palpatine's father had been conducting his meetings behind closed doors at the family estate, and had forbidden his son from so much as discussing the coming election. Tapelo's campaign, by contrast, was on the upswing, as a result of having announced a pending deal with the intergalactic banking clan. The urgency of Palpatine's transmissions suggested that he had formed an attachment to Plagueis, and was reaching out to him not only as a secret employer, but also as a potential advisor. In Higo Damask, Palpatine saw the wealth and power he had long sought for House Palpatine. Confident that the young human would continue to be useful long after Damask Holdings' plans for Naboo had been realized, Plagueis did nothing to discourage the attachment.
"Why is it that we never see humans competing in the races?" he asked Team after a moment.
The Gran waved his six-fingered hand in dismissal.
"They haven't the talent for it. The favorite to win today is the Dug at the controls of the Blue Racer."
Plagueis tracked the pod racer for a moment. In the stands below him, thousands of Dugs, standing on all four appendages, on hind legs, or supported on arms only, were barking encouragement. Plagueis found Malastare's high gravity oppressive, and the Gran more so. They had arrived on the planet 1,000 years earlier as colonists, and had proceeded to beat the native Dugs into submission. The Protectorate had since grown to overshadow the Grand Homeworld Kinyan, and was a powerful force within the Republic Senate, with wide-ranging influence in the mid and outer rims. Seated alongside Plagueis, Larsh Hill leaned forward to address Pack's team.
"Perhaps Gardula will be able to entice humans to pilot pod racers in the course she is refurbishing on Tatooine."
Team honked in irritation.
"So it's true. You support the Hutt."
"It's simply business," Hill said.
But Team was not appeased.
"Is this the purpose of your visit? To reopen wounds that have not yet healed?"
"Yes,"
Plagueis said flatly. Team's trio of eye stalks swung to him.
"I don't compound the offense," Hill interrupted.
Team feigned incomprehension.